This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good afternoon and welcome to On the Tee Florida. Two pros and a hack and the humor squad. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network's On the Tee Florida. I'm Mike Rickard, of course, and I am head of the Hack Nation. Sitting next to me, John Rieger, PGA of America Golf Pro. And if you didn't hear me just now, I said sitting next to me. John Rieger, it's great to see you down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill after being my co-host for, and Patty Suzette is in the house, our cart girl. And of course, she is our cocktail queen. Hey, I'm trying to do an opening here, but whatever Patty wants, she gets. Welcome to the show, my man.
I'm a hugger like Cindy is too, and it's good to be here. You know, people think, especially Mark Ferguson, he thinks I'm AI or something. So we finally have visual verification that actually exists. And where is he? He's up in Michigan having a good time out.
No, Wisconsin. Do not say Michigan.
Oh, sorry.
Wisconsin. To his lovely wife, who's from there. And Tom Gribben, of course, St. Petersburg's most interesting man, author, producer, attorney.
Troublemaker.
And he brought trouble with him tonight. And that, of course, is Patty Suzette. How are you, young lady?
I'm fantastic. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
I can.
You can't hear?
No.
Well, we'll turn you up a little bit there, brother.
All right, I can't hear this.
You know, Mike, thank you for giving Patty a headset this week. My goodness. You know, I've talked to her maybe the past six months, and she didn't even have a headset on. She didn't even know.
I have to Google you to find out what you look like, because, I mean, I'm like, this. It's a voice. It was a disembodied voice for so long. It's so nice to actually see you in person.
Well, you have verified I have a face made for radio. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm so happy to be in a room with you for once.
So we are going to be here now each and every Thursday from 5 to 7. And, of course, I'm looking forward to that drive time visibility for us, gentlemen. You're the one that brought that to my attention. That, hey, we're big time. We're drive time.
Absolutely.
And we're on 106.1 FM up there in Clearwater, St. Pete, AM 1340, loud and proud in St. Pete, Clearwater, my friend. And you got yourself a nice little pad to hang out tonight.
Hey, before, what was that? What was that again?
Crystal Bay, baby.
No, I'm talking about, what station was that?
106.1 FM.
Okay, turn the dial to it and rip it off the radio right now. Okay, rip your dial right off. Tune to 106.7, right?
Exactly.
And rip it off. Rip that knob right off.
We're going to have a great time up here each and every Thursday. We're going to have parties. We're going to have Great Bay's getting on board with Michelob Ultra. And, of course, this is the Ice Pick Vodka 19th Hole Clubhouse Studio.
Oh, by the way, I do want to give kudos to Crystal Bay. It's a historic hotel. It's right down there off of Central Avenue.
Babe Ruth stayed there.
And I'm in the Babe Ruth suite.
I think you actually are.
And
Have they remodeled it since then?
Oh,
have they remodeled it since the Babe was there?
Well, I think so. The bed is kind of saggy right in the middle. So, you know, because Babe was
He's a big guy.
And the thing about it is the eyes on the picture, they kind of move. They kind of follow you around the room. But if you can get past that.
All the hotels on Central Avenue do that.
Absolutely. So, but thank you for getting a hotel that I can stay by the night, not rent it by the hour. So I really appreciate it. On the Tee Florida, thank you very much.
Well, did you mention Mike's name when you checked in?
No, I did not, because I wanted to find out from you, Tom, if I need to do that or not. Drop that name.
Yeah. It's a little dicey depending on where you're going. So each and every Thursday, we're going to be expanding our coverage of the PGA, LPGA champions. Of course, we'll dive more into high school now. We have 2 hours and NCAA. So we'll cover that side of it. But on the other side, it's our humor and entertainment side, and that's where Tom Gribben is the man there. Here comes Ben Botham, my wingman on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Of course, he's got a nice pick vodka in his left hand, right hand, and he'll be taking a few swings out there.
Definitely will. Got to swing a couple here, Mike.
All right, my man. Come on down. If you're in the area, come on down, and we got plenty of swag to give you. Ben will set the precedent, and we also have in the house Jeff Ward, who I think he put one out there about 270.
Yeah, about five in a row, all in the same line. I'm looking at the screen right now. He's a golf fitness expert, And he's my golf fitness expert.
Man,
but I'm willing to share.
He gets whatever he wants down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th hole. And so Ben's going to take him on right away, of course. But this is going to be a weekly party, John, that we'll do giveaways. We're going to do contests. We're going to do Caddyshack humor. We'll do Pick the Pro each and every Thursday, because the beauty of it is the tournaments all start on Thursdays. And I'm looking forward to, after seeing, you know, round one, then we'll select who we think the winner are. And eventually we'll get it where we have listeners partner up with us and they can win tickets to the Rays. We've got Rowdies. We've got Golf Simulator time. Come on down tonight. We'll be giving some of that away, as well as plenty of swag.
Well, you know, clean up an aisle five. You missed something here, Mike. I know you love this tour. But tournaments start on Friday for LIV Golf. LIV Golf starts on Friday now, so you just have to keep them, and you have to. We're all one big happy family now. The PGA Tour and LIV Golf.
I would not. Did you call
them happy?
Yeah. Did you see any of the
political correct that was? Thank you.
He is not politically. Yeah, he is politically correct, if I could pronunciate it. Did you see any of the Senate hearing?
I did, you know.
It was ridiculous.
Well, it's.
Did you see any of it,
yes,
Tom?
Yes, I did.
And being an attorney yourself, have you ever seen anything that's a bigger waste of American tax dollars?
Well, if they get down to it, I mean, I'd like to see them get to the bottom of it. I mean, there were no answers.
No answers whatsoever.
To give them.
Well, you know, one thing happens out there in the world of politics is that people complain.
Nothing.
People complain that whoever the president of the United States is out on the golf course playing golf all the time. And let me tell you something. I don't care who the president of the United States is, whether it's Trump, Obama, Biden, whatever. I'd rather be him out on the golf course so they can't do anything to us. They're out on the golf course. They're not signing executive orders. They're not doing anything. They're just out playing golf, and that's a good thing.
I like Ike.
And Billy Clinton liked his golf. It was a pretty decent stick as well. I like Billy Clinton. He's just kind of a good old boy that ended up in the presidency for two terms.
And you know who Billy Clinton's best golf buddy was? The CEO of LIV Golf, Greg Norman. They're just
They played a lot of golf together.
Yeah. Billy broke his leg at Greg Norman's house.
Is that right? Clinton broke his
leg coming out of Greg Norman's house down in Fort Lauderdale.
Someday we'll get the rest of that story. And then, of course, as I said, we're brought to you by our good friends at Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs. And tomorrow, John Rager, you're finally going to, and Tom, you're more than welcome to join us. You're more than, and so are you, Patty, to come down to Sea Dogs, and we're going to have one of their world-class breakfasts, and you're going to enjoy that.
Do they serve draft beer, craft beer? Or can I get a Sea Dog beer with my...
You can get a Sea Dog, and I've got some free passes I'll be giving out tonight as well. I'm going to make sure, Jeff, anything you want that I've got free tonight, you just open that big palm of yours, buddy, and I'm slapping it right away. Come on over and sit next to us.
John wants the beer and eggs special at Sea Dog.
You got to drive home, because you're probably a pro at that. Hey, let's talk a little... We've got a Scottish caddy in the house. We're going to bring him into the conversation here a little bit, since it is the Genesis Scottish Open. And, you know, you take a look at that event. I watched it all morning and afternoon. I don't understand why more Americans wouldn't want to get over there and practice under those conditions. They're brutal, and they're going to be, and possibly the Open Championship, the old British Open to me, that will... have similar conditions, and you get yourself prepared the week before. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I've had great fortune of being able to go play in Scotland, play a lot of tournaments over there. And if you were going to play in the Open Championship, and we have a rule here tonight, okay? We're not going to call it the British Open. It is the Open Championship.
So no British Open?
Nope.
So I can't say the British Open.
You cannot
incorrectly.
Well, you could say, you're a damn Yankee. You could say anything you want to, probably, but I would now, just I, say it's the
I,
Open
I want to get to the bottom of this BS, because for years the media guys called it the British Open. It was recognized as the British Open
for 50 years on television.
Thank you very much.
But they've corrected it now.
Just like everything else in life.
Oh, yeah.
Politically correct. Politically correct.
Right. So this is a radio show of class and distinction.
When did that start? Well, since we just moved to the 5-7 spot.
5 minutes ago. We just went on air 10 minutes ago.
Patty, I think you stopped at the wrong spot. It was supposed to be gentlemen where you're going to, right?
I'm still waiting. I think they might show up, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you guys are an awful lot of fun.
Gary McNally's on his way. I think you have a gentleman to your right there.
Well, hello.
Hi, Beth.
Now, let's hear those pipes.
Oh, my voice for radio? Yeah.
Yeah. Voice for radio. You're Barry White.
Well, why don't you go introduce yourself? Welcome on to T Florida Golf.
My name is Jeff Ward. I run Burn Fitness Training with my wife on Central Ave here in St. Pete. We're right down the street from Berg's. And I've been my father was a PGA Tour player back in the late 60s, early 70s, and a negative scratch handicap golfer all the way into his 50s. So I've been playing for 46 years, and I'm only 52 years of age. So I started kind of early.
But you put a stick in your hands right when you were going into kindergarten, and you've played ever since.
Yep.
Sounds like Tom Gribben and his family.
Yeah, we started early. My mom played. One of the only women that I knew back in those days had played golf. Her whole family played, all of her sisters. And, yeah, I started early as well. I don't hit him as long as Jeff, though, but I'm a little older than him.
Well, and it's plus, not, you know, you drive for show, putt for dough, and I'm going to stick by that as long as I can.
You know, Jeff's, being a fitness trainer, he's been assumed many roles. I mean, he was a power lifter and a bodybuilder. Now he's he's training his body for golf now. He's retired from all that.
Retired from bodybuilding.
And you can see out on the screen there, it's one after the other, John.
Yeah, absolutely.
270 right down the old back.
However, no offense to you, because I don't want to offend you ever. I want to befriend you. Anything you want, come down to Ferg's. It's on me. However, you don't need muscles to be successful in the game of golf. And we've proven that over the years with the greats like my man, the Walrus, Craig Stadler, Colin Ball and Montgomery. Hey,
they've got muscles under there somewhere. If they're hitting them that far, it doesn't come.
Club head speed. Let's have the pro tell us.
Well, you know, for our listeners out there, we just happen to be sitting in the Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse, the ice pick on the T Radio Studios. And Jeff showed up early. He was one of our first members of the audience here. And he wanted to, you know, we took one look at him. He goes, should I go back to the car and get my own driver? And I said, yeah, you're going to break all of ours here. But we're sitting right in front of this golf simulator right here. And what's really impressive with Jeff, you know, and like you say, yeah, muscles. Well, you know, it's the right use of muscles.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You don't have to be big and bulky to play golf. In fact, you know, it's one of the funny things about other athletes, other sports, especially in like football, the linemen aren't the best golfers. It's the quarterback, the receivers, the people that use their arms and hands and do a lot of throwing action and things like that. But Jeff was impressive. He hit every ball dead straight down the middle. Okay. And that's impressive because usually, you know, we've had people down here, you know, they can't hit the rear end with both hands. They hit mustard bottles into the screen. They shank it up into the rafters. So that was really impressive with Jeff. And
like what Ben did.
Yeah, maybe during the broadcast.
Hooked two of them into the bushes there. But, you know, and the most impressive thing is he did it without warming up. John, he just walked up and started hitting him.
Yeah, that's pretty bad when you have an endomorph like me. Look over at the professional trainer, the person knows everything about
endomorph.
And there he is. And I say, would you please warm up a little bit? I mean, come on, can you do
you
a little?
You just let the guy and you're chastising him.
But that's what golf pros do. You know, we're very opinionated. You know, we're a legend in our own mind. We know everything about everything, right? So I'm just telling the guy who's a world-class athlete, trainer, can you please warm up in golf? Because in golf, we lose our brains.
Uh-oh, Jeff. I think he's trying to hustle you. I think he's going to, now next thing he wants, two strokes aside.
That 110 head speed was my warm-up.
Well, it's awesome. You know, he took like a 9-iron swing with a driver, and he hit it out there 250 yards. So, hey, that's pretty impressive. You're going to be on my scramble team. You're a permanent member on the road team.
You guys are absolutely right, though, about size and golf. I stepped on stage my last bodybuilding show about 3 years ago at 245, 250 pounds, 240. And since I retired from competitive bodybuilding, I'm actually working to get smaller. Back in my 30s, I hit the golf ball 300 yards on a regular basis, and I was 225 pounds. So the size that I am now actually inhibits my head speed, inhibits my flexibility, inhibits the length of the backswing. You know, so hitting the ball further is definitely not about how much muscle you've got. Even the look of you guys that are world long drive competitors, Bergmeier and what's his name, Kyle Berkshire or something. These guys are skinny rail. They're 6'2", 6'3". They're tall guys, 6'5", 6'6", but they're not really muscular. So you know, getting a little bit of muscle off for me is one of my goals going future in the future. You know, as a golf fitness professional, I need to get back down to 225, 230 pounds from where I'm at now, over 240.
Well, here on the T Florida Golf Radio, we know how to do that. First of all, you start drinking light beer. Okay.
He did that already.
Right. And then you push yourself away from the old French fries. Okay. And eat more eggs.
I'm sure he's done that.
Do that.
Yeah, I don't think he needs any dietary input from us, my friend.
Not at all.
At this end of the table. But Bryson DeChambeau is a prime example.
Yeah.
Right. And a live golfer to boot.
You are really on this live.
What, did you get a check or something, John?
Well, it's just a million. I mean, my goodness. I was going to share that with you a little bit later.
Oh, I'd sign up.
We've been on the air for 10 minutes, and you've already mentioned live four times.
Yeah. A check.
That's the max in a broadcast.
It's all about media impressions on the T Florida Golf. Okay. It's about the media impressions. So we got tons of them tonight.
Well, you know more than I do.
Give up and just join the PGA Tour this year anyway.
I think it was the other way around.
Yeah. You think, you know, I'm glad that I spent, I don't know. I'm going to tear it up right now because I didn't know how 2 hours would go. So unlike normally, you know, because I didn't want to screw up an aisle nine. Is that what you say? Clean up an aisle nine?
No, aisle five or number six.
Aisle five. But anyway, you usually change the numbers.
No, your show notes look like a research paper. Are you trying to?
I know. I had all this down so I could just look at like Cliff Notes.
Are you trying to cure COVID with that research paper?
We're so far off the start that.
Believe me, we're going to keep talking so you don't bring up Iowa.
I got a nice surprise a little bit later in the show for you, Iowa basher. And
I'm going to get a cow up those stairs.
Well, I'm going to bring something.
You get a cow up the stairs one hoof at a time.
I could be politically incorrect and say we've done it numerous times, but I won't say that.
I'm talking about your date.
I know. Well, we'll move on, Patty. We're sorry that you
have to move on.
Oh, boy.
My God. Could you get a handle on him?
I kind of want to let him just run with it and see where this goes.
Oh, my God. This is the first time people
have started.
First time people have heard us on the air during drive time. They're probably like, these guys have been drinking since noon, which you can down here. You can come down to Ferg's at 13th and Central. We open up at 11 o'clock and start using our simulators. We actually have two of them. We've got the lower course and the upper course, and we are on the first tee box at the upper full swing.
And even earlier at Sea Dogs, right? It's beer and eggs.
Exactly. Well, and we have a putting green down there at Sea Dogs as well.
I've seen that, yeah.
It's not a Tom Gribben in the backyard
one.
Oh,
no.
Okay, Jeff, has he had you over to his home yet?
I have not.
Well, you can work on your short game because he's got a world-class putting green.
Actually,
in
I'm going to have him over for some training, but a little later in the summer. And then I'm going to have him bring his putter.
I've got to redo my backyard in Bermuda here real pretty soon. So
there you go. Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll bring you the leaderboards. Of course, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka of the various tournaments that are taking place. Three today. And then if you want to promote LIV, they're not playing this week, but you can say LIV again.
And looking forward to, hey, thanks for our live studio audience here. Let's give applause, everybody.
Hey,
thank you for being here.
We'll be back here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the T Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th hole, Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Graham. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
On the Tee, Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
We're on to the next hole. And On the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida, live from our Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka in the house. Of course, John Rieger came down from Crescent Beach, Florida. Pleased to have my main man with us. And we've got Jeff Ward, Patty Suzette, the cart girl, and Tom Gribben. Ellen McIntosh McTavish, if I correct it properly, would pronunciate his name, is in the wings. He's the caddy today. Ben Botham there. And Aaron, for any cocktail that you'd like, come down and see Aaron up here on the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
Mention Mike's name, he'll double it up.
I'll triple it up. So, my man, should we do some leaderboards?
Yeah, let's talk a little leaderboard here. I guess the PGA Tour now is over in Scotland. It's the Genesis Scotland Open. And so actually, it's the Genesis Scottish Open. We have to do this correct.
God, everything I'm doing today is incorrect. You know, no live, no British Open. You got it. I fumble, stumble, and bumble. Now you're seeing it live in person.
Well, you know, when we go to the live video streaming, when we do the shows, we're going to tell you, you have an absolutely wonderful shirt on right now for golf. Let me tell you, that's probably the best shirt I've ever seen. And you got a Masters cap, so... But, you know, it's really, you're not supposed to wear a Masters cap until the final major has been played.
I think it was a backhanded compliment.
Which happens to be Open Championship.
The Open.
Next week. But, hey, let's digress back to the Genesis Scottish Open. And, you know, earlier in the show, you were talking about why would you not want to go play in that as an American to get ready for
the Open
Championship. No, actually, I mean, it's an elevated PGA Tour event. This is the first year they've done this as a PGA Tour event. Usually it's been part of the DP European Tour. And, you know, it's got to be an excellent warm-up to be ready for the Open Championship. But I guess if you start looking at the leaderboard, one of the things that just jumps out at you right now, even though that you got Byung Young Hung, who was the...
way to pronounce that quickly.
Yeah, and I don't know if I pronounced that correct.
I roll through those women's
LPGA. It sounds like you made it up.
And I don't know if Mrs. Hung's going to call into the show and correct my enunciation there, but in the lead...
He knows a lot about Hung.
Yeah, but there's Roy McIlroy tied for 6 under par, so he's in the top 10 of that. And if you start looking down the leaderboard, there's really no names. I mean, you're getting...
Scotty Scheffler's about at even he was earlier.
I mean, if you want to call Garrick Higo a name, he's tied for 15th place. So there's a lot of folks in this tournament. Ricky Fowler, though, he's coming on strong here. You know, I look for Ricky Fowler to come on strong and win it. But if you start looking, I would tell our listeners out there, because we're kind of butchering this leaderboard here, because there's really nobody of note right now leading it.
We are probably internationally being listened to on RadioSt.Pete.com, and you just threw us under the bus.
No, you know what? Here's a recovery right here. For all of our listeners out there, go to PGAtour.com, and you'll see everything you need to know about the Genesis Scottish Open. It's in North Berwick, Scotland, And don't we have somebody in the house here that's from Scotland that can kind of give us an update? Come on. But I hear there's, you know, we have a lot of people in the house tonight.
I think he's a typical Scot.
Is there any Scotsmans in the house tonight? Come on down.
Well, all you got to do is go look at the bar and you'll find them, or the pub.
Look, we have somebody from Scotland on our show tonight. Come on in here. Why don't you make a great introduction here, Mike?
Well, they just call him Mac in our world, but he's a man of all talents. But being a caddy was something I don't think that you actually ever done.
I didn't can fit your saying. Can you speak the proper Queen's English, please?
Have you ever been a caddy?
I have been a caddy. I was a caddy for the world famous man. Let me give you my real name first off. Maybe you'll recognize me. My name's Ivor McTavish. Have you heard of me now?
Oh, yes.
Freedom!
Hi. How are you? Oh, my. I'll tell you now. I come here with some important news, though, for you. Because I've decided this guy, Mike Rickard, I think his name is, had called me and he says, hey, you should come down here to the show. And I said, all right, I'll be happy to do that for you. So, but we got to have something important to say to the audience. So I'm going to bring you once a week a golf tip. That's right, a golf tip for everybody here on the show. So my golf tip for this week now, remember, when you have a shot and it has to carry over the water, you can either hit one more club or two more balls.
And whatever you do, don't step on the rake.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that tip. And I certainly could use it, and it'd probably be more than two balls, depending on the size of the pond in front of me, my friend.
Well, if you had some real scotch up here, then it'd be a different story.
Yeah, versus our ice.
It's all vodka. You're right. It's all vodka on the table.
Ice pick vodka.
So next week, bring a bottle. We'll all hit it.
Oh, I can do that. I got some fine stuff that my grandfather actually gave me, and it is. I have to be careful because we're on the air. And the first time he came over here to the United States, my dad says, "Take your grandpa to the pub." I said, "Oh," I said, "Aye." So we went down to the pub, and my grandfather says, "Hey." I said, "What do you have?" He goes, "I want a pint and a nip." And I sat and I looked at him. I said, "Well, a pint, I figured that was a beer, but I had no clue what a nip was." So I looked at my grandfather. I said, "Hey, I'm sorry, Grandpa, but what's a pint and a nip?" And he goes, called me a tatty heed. I'm not sure what that is, but he goes, "Tatty heed." And he hits me in the back of the head and says, "I want a beer and a whiskey." As we know now, it's a Boilermaker, but... I said, aye. So I ordered the whiskey from the bartender, and you got to understand, I didn't drink at the time. It's the first time I was in the pub, and tell the bartender, I said, "My grandfather wants a whiskey." And so he comes over with the whiskey, and first thing, the grandfather, he takes it, and down it goes, and he slams it down on the table, and he goes, "Oh, they're putting water in their whiskey here to make more money." And I had to convince him that that wasn't the case. We just had bad whiskey.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Before you leave, I mean, this is the accent's just wonderful. Can you do something for me?
I'll
can
try.
Can you say, "Captain Kirk, the engines are out of power"? Can you say that?
Aye, Captain Kirk, we're giving it all she's got. We need more power to the, but we didn't have no Christian Driffles left.
There's a thing.
That's wonderful.
Outtake from Star Trek. Fabulous work. And we're going to have, hopefully, if he comes wrong, Carl Spackler's going to come and stop in for a little bit. Carl's made a few stops here. Of course, the Caddyshack.
Coming out of nowhere.
Exactly. So we're looking forward to it.
A wee trivia question for you. You mentioned a wee golfer a few minutes ago by the name of Rory.
McIlroy.
McIlroy, that's his name. Do you know where he's from?
He's from Hollywood, Northern Ireland.
Oh, very good, very good. I thought I was going to get you on that one.
You did have me. He said, Hollywood.
That's correct, man. Where have you been?
Hollywood, Ireland.
Are you living under a rock or something? Everybody knows that.
I know where his parents lived down in Venice Beach.
It's nowhere near that place they call
Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, that's the place.
He's from Iowa first.
Des Moines, not in Ottawa, not Iowa. Who?
I didn't ken, but I do see what you're talking about, that Masters hat. Don't you have to? I told him to wear his green jacket, but he didn't get that right either.
I've got green pants I'm wearing next week. Thank you for your participation, my friend. Always a lot of fun. That's the kind of fun we're going to have down here when we get these parties rolling, giving away things. Like I said, Carl Spackler. We also have a handicapper that's going to be joining us for before events. So we'll be able to
be giving us the odds.
Exactly. So we're looking forward to that.
Does he get a special parking spot up front downstairs at first, our handicapper?
Yeah, we'll make sure he does. I'll make sure it's the first spot right when you pull in. So, Patty, what have you been up to since I saw you Monday?
I've actually been painting nonstop. So I'm working on
your murals?
Yeah, a mural in Reddington Beach. And it's every morning I'm up at like 5 a.m. because it is blisteringly hot by like 7:30. So I got to get out there first thing. And if I'm stuttering, it's...
That's not too conducive for painting either, is it?
What's that?
Is that heat?
It's... Well, it's not conducive because, one, it takes longer for the paint to dry. If it's humid at all, if you've got like a flash rain, then it can literally wash everything off the walls. So it's a couple different challenges when you get out there. But ultimately, my parents always said that if you hate something, it builds character. And I hate this weather right now, so I'm building a lot of character, and that's fun. But the mural is coming along great, and I'm super excited with it.
So you have a little surprise for us a little bit later in the show.
Yes, I do. I think we briefly touched on that. Was that Saturday? But I did come in. I have a 4-foot canvas that says On the Tee, and in honor of
the desecration,
sweet child who decided to whack a mustard bottle into the brand new simulator, I brought out a canvas and mustard and ketchup colored paint so that in honor of Jackson Pollock, the original father of abstract expressionism, basically splattered paint everywhere.
I knew all about Pollard before, you know.
Most people do, but I try not to go too much into art history.
I thought he played...
If you listened to the show last Saturday, he was going, what's that guy's name again?
I thought he played linebacker for one of the Bears teams back in the 60s.
Mental note, I'm not going to ask you for help in trivia, man.
No, definitely not in that category.
Yeah. It's okay. Golf trivia, I would definitely botch, so we're good.
You know, one thing I wanted to ask you, I know that, you know, being involved with golf now and being involved with our show, how did you acquire the skill and learn how to become an artist? I mean, it's really something that most people, this something is so foreign to us. How did you become an artist?
I'm really self-taught. So I went to school for business management and finance at USF. And then I went back for interior design, and I've taken like maybe 3 art classes my entire life. But my dad, he used to watch Bob Ross and do those. And my mom, she would knit and crochet, and I can't do either of those. But I mean, my family was always a little bit on the artistic side, and maybe that, or we lived out in the middle of nowhere and nobody else wanted to play with me. So I had plenty of time to work on my skills. But
hey, when Fantasy Fest comes up, do you do body painting?
I was really thinking about it. I think that would be an awful lot of fun.
No, Tom, you're not eligible. You're not eligible.
He goes down every year, Jeff. Our trainer goes down.
You're disqualified.
I was going to say,
I thought you were proposing yourself right here. You sick old bastard.
Hey, you better bring some extra paint for some parts.
Maybe it's something we could introduce in the show on Thursdays. Free body painting down
there at Vermont. There
you go. Oh, my.
I'm our resident artist.
Oh, my God.
This is going to go south so fast.
This show is so far off the track. Right now, thank God, Bill Buttner, of course, he was on the PGA Tour for 15 years. You're going to bring some sensibility into these conversations. Rager was supposed to be doing that, but he's just chiming right in.
What did I just walk in on?
Oh,
should I leave?
40 minutes of this so far, half an hour.
Really?
Oh, hey, yeah.
Bill, did you play on the tour in 1991?
I did.
I have an unopened box.
The pro set
1991.
I have that entire set signed.
Oh, you have the whole set signed? I'll trade you. Mine's unopened. You know, yeah, they're not blemished like yours are with everybody.
No, I know.
You got everybody to sign.
I got everybody.
In 1991?
Paint Stewart obviously was one. Greg Norman was one of the last ones I got done.
Because Arnold Palmer was still in that.
Was in that.
Yeah. Got him.
Wow, that's impressive.
No, I'll tell you what, for our listeners,
I'm serious,
there,
man.
The Pro Set cards, I don't know if they still do those or not.
No, that was a 2-year run. They did it in 90 and 91. That was the last of the Pro Set.
And the only reason I happened to get one is that we sold our golf course and I went to work for the tour, and they gave me the money badge that you could go to any PGA Tour event.
Right.
And so I had my name on it, I had my money badge. I'm like, well, let me go buy a set of these things just for the heck of it. And I know you were in it because I looked at your biography the other day because you're one of the coolest golf pros there is.
Oh, is that what? Okay.
Can I introduce him now?
Could you take my temperature? Am I cool or what?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to introduce him.
All right.
Bill Buttner, of course, as I just said, 15-year career on the PGA Tour, and then 21 years at Eckerd College as the men's and women's golf coach, just stepped down. And then, of course, still at St. Pete Country Club, where I'm in the
Hall of Fame.
Card Jockey Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And it used to be Lakewood when you used to terrorize people on that track, Tom Gribben.
I was a teenager. My first hole-in-one there.
Number four. We've heard about it every week.
Yeah, staying at the Crystal Bay Resort, I saw the Babe Ruth picture in there. I saw this little kid in the background. I think I see resemblance right there in the background of that picture.
He's not that old, Babe Ruth.
He's way older than me.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway,
you were a kid in the background of the picture.
No, I wasn't born yet when Babe won.
I'm glad you're here, my friend, because I have a special presentation. Would you hand that down to him?
Oh, is that a heel?
Okay, now.
That's a heel, baby.
We have a golf ball here. It's a Intech 4, which I think that was the Chinese knockoffs from Costco. But it's got
Dollar Tree.
Does anybody in the house have a Sharpie? Does anybody have a Sharpie?
Wow, we can find one.
We'll get one on the break.
Because here's what needs to happen. You need to sign this golf ball.
What?
And you're going to hit this golf ball 350 yards on the golf simulator.
Without any warm-up.
And we'll crank up the adjustments a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
So you can have like a 95 mile an hour club's head speed, swing it like a 9-iron, hit it 350. It'd be
and
okay.
We're playing in the highest. So
here comes the first ball. Here comes the first ball there, but don't hit it till you sign it. Here we go.
Hey,
we're going to give it away to our audience here tonight.
Wow.
After you hit it, we're going to sign golf
ball. That's when he's not giving away. I'm giving Bill Buttner blue ball here, blue balls.
Wow, that's just precious.
This this is like an ice
cream. That won't be the first time.
Ben Bond's in the house there, and he's drinking those blue ice.
Oh, another beautiful Carolina blue.
There you go. Yeah. And you have to, does he sign this one?
I don't care what he does with it. His ball.
My ball. I'm going home.
I don't care what he does with his ball.
And it's blue.
I don't care what he does with his balls. He's got it now.
That's a suspect award right there, Bill.
He's become a freaking agent because now he's got two blue balls and a white one.
There we go.
The show's going off the rails now.
Okay. Wow.
And you can do with them whatever you want, Bill.
Keep them coming here. Keep them coming.
Those are yours, brother. You do what you want with them. But I do like John's recommendation for one of them.
Can I just sit here and look at them for a while? And
I had to get them out of my office. They were nauseating
you
me.
Got them.
They were nauseating the hell out of me. I'm like, I can't look at these Tar Heel balls. Who would like these? And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Wow,
the most
beautiful.
Over-the-top Tar Heel fan. That's where he went to college. And
Is that? I'll be there. I'll be there Sunday. They don't
work. A beautiful sight, but it's great to have you in the house, my friend. That is a cool story on you having that box set, 1991, and you have the entire set signed.
Yeah, and ironically, Greg Norman was one of the last ones to sign, and I remember I was sitting on my locker, and he ran through, and I said, Greg, he says, I'm tired, I'm gone, and he walked by me, and I'm like, oh, shit, what did I do this time? And he peeked around the corner, he says, oh, Bill, sorry, I thought, somebody else, what do you need? I said, well, I'm just trying to get a signature. Oh, no problem. I'll sign it. He says, I'm damn tired of all these locker room attendants trying to get my attention and get an autograph and this, that, and the other. Just as he's signing it, a locker room attendant came around. Greg, do you have time to sign? No, I don't have time to sign them. So he took off.
Well,
so I get Greg's signature.
That just reaffirms how nice you are and my opinion of Greg Norman.
Well, Greg is his own.
Well, I got a lot of that.
Not that I like Greg Norman, but I certainly understand that. I understand that, all that.
Yeah, I mean,
people coming up to you, and
the locker room is a place where you should deal.
Absolutely, it's like somebody coming into your dressing room.
Just the response.
You're a musician and asking you for stuff.
Well, we've had Lynn Strickler, the growler, who was on his bag for, I almost said British Open, for the Open Championship on two occasions. And I don't know if you've ever run across Lynn Strickler, the growler, but he's come down here. He loves to go to the Rays games and been on. He shared some insight, and I didn't share it on the air, stories about Chrissy Everett and Greg Norman, because he was riding in the Learjet with them. And that was very interesting. But again, confirmed how I feel about Greg Norman.
And Chrissy's so sweet, too.
Oh,
a sweet person.
Yeah. And the reality is, that was a unique relationship. Yeah. What year would that have been about? When they, come on, man, you're my, you're
2004.
2004?
What a good guess.
I think you're pretty close. 2004, 2006, when Chrissy Everett and Greg Norman hooked up.
Does anybody in the house have Google?
What's that?
I do.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. A lady's input. Well, let's
move on while we're looking up for it.
Okay.
Don't sit around. Hey, don't we have to pay the bills with sponsors there?
Hey, you
Are
know
we ready for a hard break here?
Let's take a break right now. We'll take a break. We'll be back on the T Florida. We got all the entire gang just about here. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Hold on.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
All right. Welcome back to On the Tee Florida. We're on the air, fellas. The beauty of what we do down here is we start out attempting to do a radio show, and it turns into a party. And that's the goal down here at the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios at Ferg's, a party while we're on the air, John Rager.
Well, it is a party, and I think we have some important information that came in from our studio audience on Google here, and our PJ professional, former
Google professional. He's that smart.
He's coming up with the answer. We're talking about Greg Norman and Chrissy Everett and when they were together or when they split, whatever it was. What is the answer?
He gave Greg a call. He's got the answer.
June 28th, 2008.
So they got together in 2004, my guess?
I don't think it lasted that long.
And they ended in 2008. We're gonna have to do more Google work. But you know what? Let's go to the leaderboards. Let's go ahead to the because Mike during the break says, we need to get some serious golf going in.
Yeah,
PGA
pros.
Hold on a second. We went to the leaderboard last time, and John just blew it off like, oh, look at this, it's boring, and it went on
exactly.
Come on, John.
We got a leaderboard that's not
focus boring. Factor. I'm the one that has the ADD.
This is the senior tour, the champions tour, right? And they're up.
You're talking about this assembly of everybody here at the table?
They're up at Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio. Bill, did you ever play Firestone Country Club?
I did play, but only as passing through, not in a tournament. One of my friends lived at in Akron, so I got to play Firestone.
Did you have to pay?
I did not know.
See, I had to pay when I played there. So
he took $5,000 off one of his friends.
15 years. You were on for 15 minutes. You said
no. He was on the tour for 15 years. I was on the tour for 8 hours. Okay, I played in the Tallahassee Open and missed the cut.
Tallahassee, Killarn?
Yes. Yeah. But I missed the cut. So I was a PGA Tour player for 8 hours. In fact, you could say 9 hours because the rounds took about 4.5 hours.
The older you get, nine months.
Hey, you're in the big leagues. That's all that counts.
Precisely.
And they charged me an entry fee of $100. Are you kidding me?
Lots of money going there.
Okay, let's get serious now. Let's talk about the Champions Tour. And here we go. Now, we have names we recognize. And who's up top? Steve Stricker from Wisconsin. That's where Mark Ferguson is, Wisconsin.
Exactly. And he's a Green Bay Packer fan. That's why I love him. And Strick is just a great human being.
So he's tied with Harrison Frazier at 5 under par. Stuart Sink at 4 under. He was the one that we love Stuart Sink, but I'm still mad at him for being Tom Watson in the Open Championship, you know,
wow,
in the playoffs.
Still holding that grudge.
It's a grudge, but still, I love Stuart Sink, and he's a great guy. And
I always has one of his kids on his bag. I like that too.
Aliseka is at -3. And Y-E-Yay is at -3 there.
Y-E is now on the Champions Tour?
Yep. And then we got Brett Quigley, who's, I don't think he's relation to Dana Quigley, but I remember.
That is Brett's. Brett is Paul's son. Paul and Dana are brothers, so it's his nephew.
Well, there's a local pro named Gil Gonzalez, and you know, Gil and I have hung out for years, and so we knew Dana pretty well, and we're at the Champions Tour event over in Tampa. And Gil and
I. Is that the Outback?
That's what was it used to be the GTE, the Verizon, the Outback. And we were the starters. We were the ones who did the announcing. And I did it for like 25 years and Gil did it for at least 20 years with me. So we knew Dana pretty well. We played a lot of golf with Dana, you know, good guy, you know, played on the tour, but he really killed it on the Champions Tour, played really well. And we asked Dana his first year on the Champions Tour. We're going, what's it like to be out here on the Champions Tour? This is pretty fascinating here. And he goes, you know, John Gill is like going to an ATM machine and never having to pay it back. It's that's how good the Champions Tour is. So anyway, Brett Quigley, -3. Ernie Els, will go Hall of Famer, -2. Justin Leonard. I don't know if Justin has won on the Champions Tour or not, but he is not. He is a former Open champion, so that's good.
Well, and the beauty of Justin Leonard right now is he was in the booth. He's still in the booth with NBC. And a lot of those guys that went to the booth first before the Champions Tour, it took them a while to get their wheels underneath them. And he was, you know, prime example of that. It's good to see Justin Leonard. I like that cat.
And here's how old I am. One of my first junior golfers that I gave golf lessons to, Woody Austin, is tied for 12th. He's out on the senior tour. And not only
Aquaman.
This is not Aquaman's first day, first week on the tour. He's been out on the tour for maybe 6 or 8 years or so. And there's David Duval tied for 12. So, and John Daly's back. Our buddy John Daly.
JD's actually playing.
JD's back and he's even par. So, of course, you know what happened was if you take a look at JD, he must be back from his injuries. He's back from his knee rehab and. Hopefully we'll have
rehab.
On a future broadcast.
Don't say rehab and John Daly in the same line. You clarify knee rehab, right? Is that what you said?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that's the Kula Companies Championship, Firestone Country Club up in Akron, Ohio. And
down 20th. Did you look all the way down in 20th place?
Well, let's go down to 20th here. Everybody, let's hold the phones here. Okay, so down to 20th, what do we got here?
You got Corey Pavin. You got Bernhard Langer. Wow. Got a lot of
they'll take over, yeah. Yeah, some of the household names.
The household names are down there in over. So the golf course must be playing tough. Vijay Singh, +2.
Still, Vijay Singh, that 1 year he had, what do you have, 6 or 7 wins, guys?
Crazy.
Yeah, and that was an amazing season for Vijay Singh. And Kenny Perry had a year comparable to that on the tour as well.
Hey, since we're going down the leaderboard here, let's talk about some locals. How about John Houston, tied for 63rd at +5? And John finally won on the Champions Tour last
year. Where's John from, fellas? Cool.
John's from Tarpon Springs.
Tarpon Springs. He used to represent Innsbruck with myself and Gary Koch.
And really? And a good friend of mine that used to be the director of golf there, and now he's down there in the Dominican Republic somewhere, and Jay Overton. And Jay was just an unbelievable club pro, and Jay actually went out just to prove a point and played on the PGA Tour 1 year just to do it.
Jay Overton. I haven't seen his name on the Champions for quite some time.
Well, he doesn't play the Champions.
Oh, he doesn't anymore?
No, this was way back in the probably mid-80s, late 80s, that he turned his attention to playing versus the club pro side.
And he got to his 12th tournament. What happens with the PGA of America? If you play more than, I think, 12 events, you become a full-time PGA Tour pro, and you lose your club pro status. Well, he was the director of golf at Innisbrook. And Jay told me he got to the Western Open. He played that summer, and that was it. He didn't play any other tournaments. And I said, Jay, what are you doing? He goes, I don't want to take a pay cut and stay out here on the PGA Tour. And he already won like $300,000-$400,000 that year too. He didn't want to take a pay cut. He wanted to come back and be a tour pro.
That's kind of like the story of the guy from California that made the PGA Championship this year. Was his name Michael Block or something along those lines? That he wanted to go back instead of trying to make the tour because he was set financially and he loved, no travels, family, things like that. Big factors. Hey, this is a party, and I noticed that Patty, of course, the cocktail queen, has made it up to the bar already and grabbed herself.
The titles you give me, Lady of Libation, Cocktail Queen. Like, just keep going.
Well,
My ego is loving it.
I noticed that there's a couple of blue.
We have to support Ice Pick Vodka.
Champa Bays. And I got to keep him on point since he's not focused on serious golf. And you've already got him over there.
She's keeping me on point.
Yeah, I see that. We're having a conversation. Right. You two over there whispering in each other's ear, drinking. Everything's gone to hell.
We're just partying.
I you know what? This will be the last week I ever do this. We'll just turn the mics on and we rock and roll.
Yeah. Next week, don't bring any blue balls, okay?
No, I can't guarantee you that. The girlfriend will be here later. We can visit about that. But
You had to go there.
Where do you think you were going? Yeah, throw me under the bus, pal. Yeah, Gribben has all these.
It's ladies present, but I'm laughing just as hard as everybody else. So.
Well, we got about 4 minutes to the top of the hour, and normally we're rushing and hurrying and trying to get out, but now you got a little tidbit, and then we can carry it into the second hour.
Well, we do want to talk about our website on thetfloridagolf.com. If you go there, you'll see our cast of characters there, but you also see that you can sign up for a Monday Night Golf League, and we're going to start that July 24th right here at the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse, Ice Pick. On the Tee Florida Golf
signage Radio everywhere Studios. Now, brother.
There is signage literally everywhere. And I can tell you that the golf league is going to be a lot of fun. You know, this clubhouse up here upstairs at Ferg's is absolutely spectacular. You know, I really feel at home up here. I feel like I'm actually in a 19th hole of a country club somewhere. And I know this ain't no country club, but I can tell you that Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse is actually a wonderful place for us to be here with the Ice Pick on the Tee Florida Radio Studios. And these golf simulators are spectacular. And, it's fun. We actually have kids clubs out there, too. But we just want to let everybody know that we're going to start a league. We're going to do it right in the middle of the summer. We know it's not the busiest time of the world. We're going to have single sign up. If you go on the tfloridagolf.com, you'll be able to go there. You'll be able to sign up right there. You'll be able to pay. You can pay right there. And we're going to do it blocks of eight. So the first eight, we already have three signed up. I just checked the data today. So if you go to on the Tee Florida,
and I had four guys approach me when I came in with the big signs. They've been telling me forever ago.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get on top of it. So we'll end up with a lot of success, and we'll probably have Monday and Wednesday night leagues. And I'm going to have Bill Butner down here assisting me for a period of time. Make sure.
Plus, with the clubhouse, we have a teaching pro and we have a fitness expert. So there's a lot of benefits that you can.
Yeah. And we have a delightful hostess.
And apparently, we've got body painting. So
body painting. Yeah. I got to write down some of the other things I got to add to these promos. And body painting. All of a sudden, the place is packed.
Now, we actually have a couple hundred people that signed up for our free e-membership. And so you sign up. There's no cost for it. All we want to do is be able to send you fun things to do, like come to a radio broadcast or come to a league. Or we're going to have some special events coming up, theme events based on. In fact, I think our next one's going to be coming up about the Open Championship. I think we're going to theme it about that. But if you come to onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll be able to sign up for a free e-membership, raise tickets, sports merchandise, rallies tickets. I bought a bunch of swag. In fact, I brought a bunch of Yank and Crank. And after we come back after the hour, we'll do Wild Bill's Golf Weather Update, and we'll give away some Yank and Crank merchandise.
All right.